Yeah, Simon Samach Vav, Tif Yud. The Mechaber says as follows. Kol mi shaloy omar emes v'yatsev shachet, v'emes v'amuna arvis, lo yotso yedei choyvas ha-mitzvah kitikuno. That means, me'ikar adin, there's a mitzvah of kriyashma, and chazal u'mesakin birchas kriyashma. So me'ikar adin, if one did not say birchas kriyashma, he only said kriyashma, he's mekayim me'ikar hadin, the mitzvah of kriyashma. But that is not a mehuda deka kriya. Chazal wanted that the kriya should be said with the birchas kriyashma. So therefore, Kolzman, he said kriyashma and he did not say the last bracha of kriyashma. So he was not mekayim the mitzvah of kriyashma kitikuna. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah sivkoten nun gimel. Aval loy shelo yotso klal yedei kriyashma. Now the Mechaber is not saying that if a person, the Mishnah Berurah sivkoten nun gimel, the Mechaber is not saying that if he did not say the Birchas Kriyashma, he was not Yoytze at all. The Akaim Alon, the Brachis, Ein Ma'akvis LeKriyashma. That means even though he did not say the Birchas Kriyashma, he just said Kriyashma, he was Yoytze. Elo, Shal Yedei Zeh, but if he did not say the Birchas Kriyashma, HaKrishma Shaloi Gam Kein Einoi Karoi. That means Chazal that said that one should say the Birchas Krishma, they said that the Krishma is enhanced through saying the Birchas Krishma, and therefore if you said Krishma without the Birchas Krishma, your Krishma needs still an enhancement. So that therefore, the yachzer al koponim laomram achach hatfile im layamore koidem hatfile uchedelael besimin samach sif beis. So he says so therefore. So let us say a person did not say emes v'yad. He didn't say v'yatze v'nochem. He said krishme. Then he went and he said shmeine esrei of shachis. So let us see what did this person accomplish. He was not soimech gula l'tvila, because he didn't say goal Yisrael. So that's a move shelo yuchaliska, and he wasn't soimech gula l'tvila. So there is a eitze. You can still say birchas krishma. So therefore, you said krishma, you said krishma, you daven shemayna esrei. You were yoytze mitzvahs krishma, but your mitzvahs krishma is not a mehuda deka mitzvahs krishma, since you did not say the brocha achita of krishma v'yatze v'nochem. So the Mechaber says, so what should you do? So after Shemayna Esra, I can still rectify this. That means Chazal said, say krishma with the birchas krishma, And so even though you didn't say it bimkaimoy, you still can say it. And by saying it, you will rectify that what you didn't say it till now. That means there's still time for rectification. That means because he wants to be misaken the krishma, and the krishma is only the first shalish shoyis, so he should say this in the shalish shoyis. You're right. It seems he missed the last one. If he missed all three, l'chayre can say all three also. But here it seems he didn't say the last one. The Mechaber is speaking about that. It seems he said the first two. He didn't say the third one. So after Shemayne Esra, you'll say the third one. V'toiv sheyoyma oid V'toyv shirima oida pam krishma. They should say again krishma. This needs a sort of an explanation. There's a biralacha before that seems to hold for the krishma. You don't have to repeat the krishma. You can say it later. There's a biralacha in Simin Aleph Siv Beis that says, I'll say the krishma, so I'll say it later. But I don't have to repeat the krishma. Here, somehow, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, I should say the krishma again when I want to have an enhanced krishma, even though I was yotzeh before, but it'd be preferable to say again krishma with the yaseh v'nochem. Fine. Kosa v'atu b'shem ha-Yerushalmi. Tzorich la-hazkir be'emes v'yatzev, the last brocha of krishma, which goes after the parashas v'yoyma, which speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tzorich la-hazkir be'emes v'yatzev, a multitude of inyonim have to be mentioned in emes v'yatzev. Yetzias Mitzrayim, to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Umalchus, that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a melech, a kriyas yamsuf, umakis b'chayres, ayin shom. This is the context of the bracha shlishis. It has to include yitzis mitzrayim, makis b'chayres, kriyas yamsuf, and mal. Yeah, that's what has to be said. Umashma barashba barochesh yud aleph telikuvahu afilah diyevet. And then he has in brackets, well, in the brackets, he said that's a merdekechidish, so that means he wasn't yotze this baroche if for some reason he left out one of these components, he wasn't mekayim the baroche shlishim. Fine. Now let's jump the brackets, he buys a tzorchin lamaisa, if you attack a warrant, you eat it. Now, im hichlev broche shal shachris la'alvis oy lehetach. If he was machlev the broches, that means there's a broche achroine by Mayrev, by Munakol Zois, brochat Hashem Gol Yisrael, there's a broche by shachris, by Yatze Venochen, brochat Hashem Gol Yisrael. Agavuche, the two explains, in the bracha shel shachris, the last bracha concentrates on Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's what the whole bracha speaks about, Kriyas Yamsuf, Makis Bechayres. That is the bracha of shachris. The bracha of Mayrev, we speak about two things. We speak about that, what about the geula, Aside that the Rebbeinu Shlom will be paid to us from all our suppressors. We also mention the gula that was in Mitzrayim. That means Emes Lamuna, we speak about the gula Aside plus the gula Mitzrayim. In the morning we only speak about gula Mitzrayim. Now, what will be the din if a person made a mistake? And he said, Emes v'amuna, in the morning, he said, v'yatze v'nochin, by night. What will be the din? So now, let us just clarify one inyan. We had a similar case. The person said, Hamariv arovim, in the morning, he said, yoytze moiris, at night. Let's go, let's say, he said, damish tohol boach, izichanad yoytze. Because there the Yisoid HaBracha speaks about, by day we speak about Yoytzer Oyer Ovarei Choshech, but the Bracha in the morning speaks about HaMeir Loris Vadvam Elo Barachme, and the Bracha at night speaks about HaMariv HaRovim V'Sur Nemishanitim HaMachlo V'Sazmanim V'Sad HaSekechom. Essentially, the brach in the morning speaks about the chasodim that Rabbi Shalom does with us by day, a meir loritz, a dor meleo, essentially, the bracha at night speaks about what happens at night. So there the halacha is, not going into pratim, there the halacha is, if he mixed up the brachas, he's not yaitze. Because the mechuvin of those brachas is, in the morning he's supposed to say the chesodim that the Rebbein Shalom does in the morning, yaitze meiris, amei loris. At night you're supposed to say, amari barom, what the Rebbein Shalom does at night. So if you mix them up, you're not yaitze. Because each bracha speaks about a different anhogah, the anhogah of Yom and the anhogah of Laila. So that's the din by those brachas. Now, by the bracha shlishes, which Vemuna calls Zeus v'kayim oleinu, or V'yatsi v'nochim v'kayim v'yosher, in Yisod, these two brachas speak about Gulas Mitzrayim. They mention Gulas Mitzrayim. The second bracha is Moisef, but in Yisod, they both speak about Gulas Mitzrayim. They both end Baruch at Hashem Goal Yisrael, which goes on Gulas Mitzrayim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. So here the halacha is much different. Imech lev brocha shel shachis la'arvis alehepech. So like this, it didn't seem adayin lo yomach Hashem shel soif ha-brocha. He said, Baruch ato yachzel etchilas ha-brocha. That means you didn't say the bracha properly, but you have it, you'll be yaitze. But if you could rectify it, please do. So if you said, Baruch Atah, so go back, please, and say you started the Munna Kozois in the morning, say V'yatze V'nochem. Then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, go all Yisrael. The Pesukei Teshuva said, if you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, say Lamdei Nichukecha, and please go back and rectify the bracha. That's if Kozman, you could rectify the bracha. Because in Yisod, these two brachas have a tremendous similarity. They both speak about Gulas Mitzrayim, and that's the main theme of these brachas. So that's this halacha so far. Now, let us see the Ramah. Hago, mi shuhu onus, the dochuk, the ein loy pnai lihispalo miyad acha kriyishma. So now this is a very interesting case. The Mishnah Berurah will elaborate the case, but the Mechaber is speaking about as follows: he learned kriyishma, and he has now two alters. He can't daven shemayne esrei. That's for sure. It is impossible for him to daven shemayne esrei now. So he has two alternatives. One alternative is, so say, Baruch HaTashem Gol Yisrael, that will say the Baruch HaAchreine, he'll lose out, Tzmich HaSgul, he can't have it. He can't have it. Tzmich HaSgul, now he can't have it. He's going to be able to have it in an hour. So the one alternative would be, let him say, Baruch HaShem Gol Yisrael, and remember, he lost smichas gula letzvila. The other alternative is, no, you say Hashem alakechem emes, and the bracha achayna of vichas krishma v'yatze v'nochem, when you can able to daven in an hour, then say v'yatze v'nochem v'kai v'yosha, then you make smichas gula letzvila. That's what you'll do. That means, so each alternative is not ideal for sure. But Al Kaponim, which is the less of the two evils? He's an onus now, he can't daven. So the Shaila is, he has time to say, now V'yatze V'nochin. No, then he'll say, Baruch Shem Gol Yisrael, and then an hour later he'll daven Shmei Nesre. Or he'll say, Hashem Alekechem Emes, and in an hour, he'll say, V'yatze V'nochin, Baruch Shem Gol Yisrael, and daven Shmei Nesre. So that's what the Ramah is speaking about. Mishu onis v'dochik, v'ein loy pnai lehispalel. He can't daven. Miyad acha krishma. He can't daven. So now, but the Shai is, what should he do with the v'yatsa v'nochen? Should he say now the v'yatsa v'nochen? Or should he push it off for later? Ezikra krishma ad emes. Let him say, shema lekechem emes. V'yamtem loymer shar ha-brochis ad she-yispar lo shar ha-brochis is a little problematic. We're speaking about one brocha. Shar ha-brocha ad she-yispar lo. And then he'll say v'yatze v'nochen when he's up to davening. Shazyoymer v'yatze v'nochen v'yispar lo k'dei she-yismar ech-kula v'tfila. So al-koponim, the poshet the Gemara is telling us each choice is not an ideal choice, but al kaponim, if I push off the v'yatze v'nochem to when I'll be davening Shemin Esra, at least I'll have smichas gula l'tvila. If I'll say now v'yatze v'nochem, so I lost smichas gula l'tvila, so it's preferable to say it an hour later. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. V'ein loy p'nai. So rechiyam. So now, Mr. Berurah asks, v'chi mi hita loy Livsoik Mnesha Ainloi Pnai. What kind of heter is this? That since he doesn't have time to daven, so he's gonna say the Birchas Krishma and he's gonna be Paisik from the last bracha, and then wait an hour later, Elamish Ainloi Pnai, he says he can't daven now, so there's an Eitzer. Yikra Krishma Levado Beloy Brochus. He's patching up the Bichas Krishma over here. He shouldn't be mafsik. Ben Shema, the Emes is Ben Aprokim. I mean, so why he's being mafsik in the middle of the Bichas Krishma? He has a problem. He can't daven now. Fine, so don't daven now. So laying Krishma before you davening, you'll be Mekai Mitzvah Krishma. Later you'll... That's true. The Magen Avraham kasha is 100% true. If a person knows he can't daven now, so Lein Krishma now, Chapa and Krishma Bismano, and then later when you'll be able to daven, you'll daven with Krishma, the Bichas Krishma, and that is the proper anhogi. You don't chop it up in the way the Ramah says. The Mikol Mokim, Din HaRamah HaEmes V'Nochen, Heche Shekora Krishma, Ki Ho Yosov V'Shucha Ligma Kol HaTol. The Ramah is speaking about a unique case. He was under the impression that he has time. He's going to daven, say, Krishma, and Emes V'yatzev in Shemay Ne'esre. He has another 10 minutes, Sikich HaParayim, V'yatzev, the Birchus Krishma, and Shemay Ne'esre. So Memele, so he has time. So he went, and it was davening, and he said, Memele La'oretz, Abba Rabba, Krishma. Then all of a sudden he gets a tzala call or whatever it is, he's informed, you can't daven Shemin Esra now, there's no time for Shemin Esra. He's an onus now. Now he can't, for whatever the reason is, he's an onus. So now, what should he do now? The Ramah speaking about not that should be the said if you don't have time to daven. Daven to, say, Bichas Krishma, and say Hashem Elokechem Emes, and then you come an hour later and say V'yatzev Enoch. No. That's zicha not to say that. You should say it mentally, the Birchas Krishma together with Shemayin Esra. You can't have an Ashman Esra, you should say it later. But the Ramah is speaking about a unique case. He was under the impression he had time for everything. Then as soon as he finished Krishma, he was informed, you cannot daven Shemayin Esra now. You have to do something else. You have 2 minutes now. So what should I do in these 2 minutes? Should I say V'yatzev Enochem till Goel Yisrael? When I have time, I'll daven Shemayin Esra. Or indeed, I should leave now already, and I'll stick to V'yatzev Enochem when I'll daven Shemayin Esra. That's the case what the Ramah is speaking about. And the Ramah says in such a case, so don't say V'yatzev Enochem. It is preferable to Chaparayim, Smichas Gula L'Tvila, you say Goel Yisrael with Shemayin Esra. That's what the Ramah is speaking about. An einus occurred, and he is informed that he has to, I can't have him. Well, come on, the food way, she has to cach Hashem alakech memes, bach a cach, she will his palo, yasko viyatze. Avol heiche, she yoda me yikore, but that's 100% true, if he knows. So he won't have time to learn Krishma and Damishman. That means if later he might pass this man Krishma, she could Krishma Labadh Tizitz come came a prima godam ayin shah. Sif Samach Zayin. Safik in Kora Krishma. Safik in Koro Krishma, he's Mesupik, did he learn, he's Mesupik in everything. Did he learn Krishma? Didn't he learn Krishma? Did he say the Birchus Krishma? Didn't he say the Birchus Krishma? He had a very hectic day, and he doesn't really remember what he was able to say, what he didn't say. So he has a suffix. He doesn't know if he learned Krishma or not. So he leans over Krishma, umevorech leponeho ulaachehov, and he makes the broches, makes the he leans Krishma and the birchas Krishma. That's what he does. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So now let us, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, we have to appreciate the Mechaber saying Amur de Kechidish, which theoretically should not be the way the Mechaber says. Now, we have a klal, Sofik Tiraisa Lechumre, Sofik de Rabbonon Lekura. See, if come to ask us, this person is a Sofik, did he learn Krishma or not? No. Krishma is a Tiraisa. Sofik deraisa lechumra, lean over Krishma. You don't know? So Sofik deraisa lechumra. Well, ask a shayla on the birchas Krishma the rabbana. So tell him, so don't say the brachas. Sofik brachas lehokol. The brachas are the rabbana. So theoretically, the mechaber is very difficult to understand. And this, but the mechaber says, no, say everything. Say over the brachas. He's saying over brachas. Baruch Hashem Yetzirah, Baruch Hashem Yetzirah, Abich Bamisovavah, but he's saying three brachas, he's saying. And he doesn't know, maybe he said them already. And we say them over. Here we don't say Sabbath brachas lahokal. Here we don't say Sabbath the Rabbana lahokal. We tell, say everything. Krishma and the brachas, which is very difficult to understand. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to address this problem. Zok to Mishnah Berurah, Bishar Mitzvah Tiraisa. If a person, we have such a scenario, by other Mitzvah Tiraisa, Heichi Shemachuyev Lasois Oiso Misveke. And Mechuyev, you Mechuyev to do the Mitzvah, Misafik, Pasuk Lab, Simen Yuzayim, Linyin Tumtum, Af the Chayev Bitzitzis. That means you have a tumtum sofik zochel sofik nekeve. If the tumtum is a zochel, it's chayv betzitzis. If the tumtum is a nekeve, it's potum in a tzitzis. What? I don't know. Yes. So what's the halacha? That is the halacha. So what is the halacha? What does he do? So there it says, in simin yozayin, siv beis, linyin tumtum, after chayv betzitzis, even though he's chay betzitzis, you don't make a broche. You do the mitzvah because of it, the reis lechumre. You don't make the broche because of it, broches lehokol. Case number one. Case number two, u'b'yiradeyis reisam acheisiv gimelin yemila b'androgenes, also the same thing. The androgenes is din zocho nekeved, so we make the mila, sovik the reis of the chumre, but we will not make the broch and the mila. The cholkiya gavne, the lo yevorich ala mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, mi sovik, but you don't make the broch. And there is a logic for it. Ki a broch is same to rabbonim, the broch sami the rabbonim, usveika lakula. So memele, so Manishtano, that over here, by we have the same scenario over here. He doesn't know he's saying Krishma. He doesn't know if he said the Birchas Krishma. And here, all of a sudden, we tell him, say over Krishma plus the Brachas. So there are two Mahalchim. Ach yesh poiskim shemechalkim ben heichesh esofik hu im mechuyev klal ba mitzvah gaynehisha kosavno. Wenn heiche shme khoye o shaine yedeye im osa mitzve das sorg lebos ale damke. Now other poskim say a very lumdish chilik. That means like this. That the case of a tumtum by tzitzis. So the suffix is am I chayev, am I posa, am I a zocha, am I in a cave. So if a suffix I don't know, so we tell them so it's a suffix. So we will split Lagabi the Chiyim of a Levisha Sitzis, put on Sitzis, maybe Yazocha, to make a bracha. Don't make a bracha, Safik Rabbana Lahoko. Because I have a Safik, a pure Safik, and by Sveikis, I have guidelines. If it's a Safik, the Reise, you have to be Machma. If it's a Safik, the Rabbana, you should be Meiko. I have guidelines by Sveikis. Over here, I'm not misupik, am I chayiv in Krishma? I think I'm chayiv in Krishma. There's no shayla. The shayla is, was I mikayim my chiyuv? Did I lay already? I'm misupik if I lay. It means I'm zichem mechuyiv. I'm zichem mechuyiv. The shayla is, was I mikayim my chiyuv? Did I lay or didn't lay? I'm off a tumult. He doesn't know if he lay if he didn't lay. So here we have guidelines in the Sufik. There's a cheskas chiyuv. That means when you woke up in the morning, yizichewam b'chuyiv. Now did my stat, because he, well, when I woke up, Yizichew didn't line Krishma, didn't say the Bichas Krishma. Now, so Yizichew was b'chuyiv. Now I'm misupik. Did my status change? What's the Sufik? Did I line or didn't I line? That I don't remember. But so there was a cheskas chiyuv. The shaila is, did your status change and you lained and you're not mechuyiv anymore? Or you didn't lain and you're still mechuyiv? This already I have an hoga of chazokah. That means by sveikis, the din is, if you don't know if the thing changed or it didn't change, I halachically assume that it did not change. A Kohen went into the Makor of Chazaka. We learn that from the Goyim. A Kohen went into the house and he looked at the Nega. He saw the Nega had the proper shear. He walks out of the house, he shuts the door, and he's Matama the house. Because when he's on Matama, it's not Tommy. He walks out. There's Nigay Batim. That means there was a Nega, there was a certain time, yes, a Saras on the wall. And the tzaras has a certain size, certain dimensions, when it's tummy, when it's toil. Who decides this? The Kohen. The Kohen decides this, and by the Kohen saying it's tummy, it becomes tummy. The Kohen doesn't say it's tummy, it's not tummy. So now the Kohen goes into the house, he inspects the nega. Yeah, tummy. He walks out of the house, he closes the door, he wants to open up his mouth, he wants to say tummy. So someone taps him on the shoulder. How can you say now, Tommy, maybe it changed from the time you saw it to the time you went out? It could change. These things change. We saw the mice, we saw this, Nagavi, the Chuva changed. How do you know? How could you say, Tommy? So it's a good question. So the Teretz is, the Pasuk says, that's what he does. He's tell an chazokit. That means, if I don't know, it had the shear when I was inside. Now you're tapping me on my shoulder. Did the status change or not? So we learn that from here, the Zadin of Chazokah, Kozman, you don't know that there was a change in status. You're not mechuyev to think about it. You should assume that the status remained the way it was before. And from this pasuk, we learn out chazokah. This is the Reis of the Kedin. We learn out the din chazokah. from this pasuk. So my mele, so here this the poskim say the same chilik. Here this person woke up in the morning. In the morning, he didn't learn Krishna. So it was mechuyim in Krishna. Then he had a very hectic day, and he can't remember. Did he learn Krishna? Didn't he learn? He doesn't remember. So now, after everything passed by, we'll ask him, did you learn Krishna? I don't know. I can't remember. So he said, well, you had a cheskes chiyuv, and you don't know if it changed or not. Here we have guidelines. So chazokeh, Paskin's eyes, that we assume that you are still mechuyev, so therefore you learn Krishna. So if I have guidelines to assume that I didn't learn Krishna, so the same guidelines tell me I didn't learn the Birchas Krishmita, that's my subject. Did I learn? Didn't I learn? I can't remember. But it was a set. So there was a cheskes chiyuv, I was mechuyev to learn. I don't know if my status changed. To hear the dinners, if you don't know, there is an hoga of chazokim. So my mail is different than a tumtum. A tumtum doesn't know anything. My chayvans, my potter, I don't know. So it's a suffix without any guidelines. So in Hilchus Feikus, we have the din is suffix the reis lechum, a suffix the rabbon lekula. Here you have a guideline over here. You should assume that you didn't learn Krishna, because when you woke up, you were mechuyev to learn. Now the shaila is, did the chazokah change? Did your status change? In this whole tumult, did you learn Krishna or you didn't learn Krishna? So now you have a suffix, did my status change? Yes or no? See, you still want chazokah. Lachayra should work like that. Lachayra should work like that. If there was a cheskes, now you have a suffix. Lachayra. Yeah, I hear. Lachayra should work. What? He has a suffix. He was a mechavan or not? Yeah, no, chayza.
What?
Chayza.
No.
So I'll tell you. Let me tell you. It matters. That means if he went to Davin, so I say, what I mean, he was in the Suvik, he was Pechal, he thought, that's not push it. Okay, Lechay Rebbe.
I'm going to make 100 times the Kirch. Right. All the room.
Yeah. Now, which Kavan are you, it's two Kavan.
You have to make a Kavan first,
No, Shema Yisrael. Let's make a Shema Yisrael. What I'm saying. Lechay should say that. I think so. I think you are Chay Zah. You should say a kabbalah with the first boss again. But by the first boss of Krishna, you have nothing to lose. By Shemin Esri, you have a problem. You're saying brochus over there, but by here, there's no problem. You say it over again, I think. But let's just go for them. So here, on the pizza. So, Lulav, Shaykhla, B.M. Rishim. So now we'll have the same scenario. He's Mesupi. Did I blow shofar? Did I take a lulav? Hechad the mesav kolay. Im kvar osa hamitzvah chayagavne. Tzorich lasoisa bevrocha. So then the din will be, if we are differentiating, when there's a chesed chiyuv, so chazokah is mevarer, then hogev chazokah tells me, halachically, you're mechuyev to assume that the status did not change, and Ms. Tommy, you did not learn Krishna. So we'll have the same scenario by Tkiya Shaifa. He's Mesupik. Did he blow? Didn't he blow? Did he blow properly? Didn't he blow properly? So Memelis is a Sufik Deraisa. No, so even though, so we have a Chazok over here. So it's a Chazok, you'll say the Brocha also. Tzorich Lasoisa Bebrocha. Yeah. Then, well, yeah, if he said, so then the din pa'osim is v'hai gavne, tzorich l'asoy, se bevrocha. That's the reason. Because of Aprim Megodim, the Mikasev Mishneh B'Shem HaRashbe, Chaim Mogen Avrom B'Shem Reibo, Shal Kamasim Atak Pehei, Muchach Tolo Yisvirlu Lechilek Seh. The Rashbe says another Teretz, the Rashbe asks this Kashem, and the Rashbe says a different Teretz, that the Birchas Krishna are unique, and the Chazal said, whenever Yimuchuyiv Misafik to say Krishna, Yimuchuyiv to say the Brochus. They differentiate the Birchas not because he's a Cheskas Chiyah, but they differentiate because the Birchas Krishna are unique. But all other cases, you will not make a brochim. The Gami Agrobisim is a mucha b'shvir lechilek zeh. Now, v'miviyo la'yishayfa ilulav b'yayim risha in bein ha'shmosh. He says, afilo according to this mahalach, that a chazoke, if there's a cheskas chiyuv, the din is you make a brocha also, but if it's bein ha'shmosh already, so now there's a different shaila. Is it day or night? So my cheskas chiyu cannot be mevara this suffix. There's a suffix, maybe it's too late already. Maybe it's not too late already. So now there's a suffix, am I still mechuyib? And that you don't have a chazoke, because the suffix is on this man. L'kulalmim, noito b'lei broche, ki kevezeh ha-suffix u'imchayv ha-taklal ba-mitzvah. So now let's go back. The Mechaber says, is he's mesupik if he learned Krishna or not? Then he says he makes the brochas also. But let's go on Krishna first. Hatam the kaivulon Krishna deraisa. The mitzvah of Krishna is a mitzvah deraisa. Where is this mitzvah? Bidibarto bom. Bishimtra beisecha bishachbacha kamecha koi aparshazu gufe. It's going on this parsha, Shechayev Ledaba Boy Bishashiva Vamida. That's Sham the Posse. That when that you should say this parsha, this man Shiva, and this man Amida. The Fichoch in Nistapik in Kore Love, Chayev Lachsa Belikres Kechosweke de Reis. Omevorech. And then you make a broch also. Lechayre. So we'll see later, the Sfora is. We mentioned the Rashba, that was the takona of Birchas Krishna, since you're mechuyev to learn Krishna, because under Krishna I have a psak of Savik Teraisa Lechumra, so here the takona was whenever you're mechuyev to learn Krishna, you say the brachas with it. Zakta Mishnah Baruch Lechayre, Koza Davka Mishlei Ovos Man Krishna, that means it's still the first 3 hours. Avor Ba'ovos Man Shagimul Shoyz. So now I have a suffix. It's after this man Krishna. This man Krishna releases. I'll say the Goyin's man. It's after 10 to 10. So now I'm a suffix. Did I learn Krishna? Did I not learn Krishna? So that's not a suffix to rise anymore because it's not man Krishna. So there's no chiyuv for me to say Krishna now. I'll suffix the Reisel Lechumah. So I don't say the Birchas Krishna either. That means, Shuv, Eine Mevorech, Leila Fonev, Leila Cher, Mach Masofi. The Su, Havi, Lo, Sveike, the Rabbon. So theoretically, this whole halach of the Machaber, that if you're Mesupik, you say the Krishna, the Birchas Krishna, was only said, if the suffix was in the first 3 hours of this man Krishna, I could say Krishna. So then we say, Krishna, say the Birchas Krishna. But if it's after the 3 hours, so now it's too late. Now it's a movie Shul Yuchal Iskin. The first thing you have to do is have to say Vidui, that it was Mavatl, as Mavatl Mitzvah Krishna. That's the first thing I have to do because I have a movie Shul Yuchal Iskin. So now the whole chiv to say Krishna with the Boch Zoni of the Rabban of the Kedim. The suv avol is fake the rabbon. Avol ze einoy. It's not true completely. This man zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. There's another mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Krishma of Dibar Tabom. And there's a mitzvah lamantiske yem tzeis from Yerz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecho. Kol yemei chayecho yom. There's a mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of yitzias Mitzrayim is nimshach achakach gamkein. sondern er ist mechui beim Schirrisch in Schirrisch Mitzray. Im Kain. Now, it's after, it's 10 o'clock. Now, I'm not mechui in the first two parshas, but I'm mechui in parshas by Yoyma, al Schirrisch in Schirrisch Mitzray. Im Kain, hu chai badain al koponim, bebichas emes v'yatsiv ad shogabiyis. So, in emes v'yatsiv, you mechaim the mitzvah, means if I didn't say, if I'm misupik, so there's an emes v'yatsiv, you mechaim the mitzvah of schiris yitzis mitzrayim. So now I'm misupik, I'm a mechuyim to say emes v'yatsiv, or I'm not mechuyim to say emes v'yatsiv. And that is a sofik deraise, g'lar besimin nun ches. So you'll have to, so the fourth hour, I'll tell you, you don't know if you said the third parasha or not, so I'll tell you what to do. Say the broche. Say, Emes v'yatsi broche v'shem kol Yisrael, the tasofik deraisa, and you say that. Umikan v'hola, after the fourth hour, leitikmo al ze broche, but he's still mesupik, you don't make a broche on schir shitzis mitzrayim, the broche v'shem kol Yisrael, v'yem emach mesupik, he's a posik shir yitzis mitzrayim. Then you say, Apostle, he said, Bebrochis, Abidimu, Shema Maloche, Shemuskebo Yitzis Mitzrayim, Yotso, Yidei, Amitzvah Satsay Shal Aschire. Now, just one more thing. Because of a Mogen Abram, the Nira Li, so if you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim, Niri Gachoshkin Imam Ashira Sayom, the Yotso, if a person said, Oz Yosher, so he spoke about the Gemar of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was Kriyas Yamsu. So he's Yoitzim with the mitzvah of Kriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. Paksam Sefer, Poli Galze, the Bekroksim Lamantiska, es Yoim Tzeischo. The mitzvah, we should remember the day we left Mitzrayim. Leidai b'mashi yizkir sho'over hayom. V'hizkim ima yigen rabbi kevege b'chidush of Ayinshov. So, Oz Yosher will not help in the mitzvah of Schir Shitzis Mitzrayim. Yes? Yes.
It's so long time. We ate Suda Shlishti, and we said a Seva Chalitzenu, and we did not see our Rebbe Abba because
because the night, if I was down Mara, I'm going to say, we never say Yalav Yavoy. Because it's a stira. Because if you're saying Ritzay, so you don't say Yalav Yavoy. Yeah, but you say, yes, right, yeah, that's true, but there's a stira. Because, yeah, because there, you want to take this? Because there's a stira. Ritzay and Yalav Yavoy is contradictory. So therefore,
why should
because
it's like your